Rich and poor nations struck an historic deal on Sunday to cut billions of dollars in farm subsidies, create more open industrial markets, and resume world trade talks that could boost global growth. After 5 days of negotiations, the World Trade Organization's 147 member states formally agreed on a framework that lays down the guidelines for its Doha Round, which has been in trouble since the collapse of talks almost a year ago in Cancun, Mexico. Failure in the negotiations could have delayed further trade liberalization for years. After an all-night negotiation, key WTO members, including the United States, the EU, Brazil, and Japan, on Saturday had agreed to the elimination of export subsidies at a date yet to be set, which has long been a key developing country demand, to limit other subsidies and to lower tariff barriers. Rich nations welcomed the new deal, which commits them to a plan to cut back on the huge subsidies they spend on farmers and give developing nations better access to world markets. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Zoellick called the agreement a crucial step for global trade. He said, "Tonight, 147 economies have ensured that 2004 will go down as a productive year for the Doha trade negotiations. There's a lot of work yet to be done, but today's framework is a milestone." A delegate from Mauritius, which has taken a leading part in the WTO talks on behalf of African nations, said the so-called group of 90 developing countries could live with the text, even if it did not get everything it wanted. The agreement makes it clear that the poorest countries will not be forced to contribute to market opening in any area, including services. Which of the following would be the best title for the passage? How many countries participated in the WTO negotiations, and how long did the negotiations last? What will happen to export subsidies after the negotiations? Who are supposed to reduce their agricultural subsidies? What are poor countries supposed to do?